Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The leader of Colorado's Senate says last week's historic decision in the House to expel a legislator over sexual harassment allegations would have no bearing on how cases in the Senate are handled. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Brookland has more.
Representative Steve Lubsock was voted out of office on Friday, and in the Senate, three members have been investigated for sexual harassment allegations, and an independent investigator said the accusers were credible and the incidents more likely than not to have occurred. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says that isn't enough to prompt him to move to expel.
If we're going to talk about expulsion, then there still has to be criminal acts and indictments and convictions if we're going to actually go with precedent and expel people from these chambers.
But the vast majority of House members disagree. Republican Representative Polly Lawrence says she voted to expel Lubsock even though it was difficult.
That's not something that I take lightly, but I think it was the right vote.
Many members, like Lawrence, felt the way Lubsock retaliated against his accusers pushed it over the top. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Brookland at the State Capitol.
One of two inmates who escaped from a jail in southern Colorado has been found. Colorado State Patrol says 31-year-old Kyle Pauley was arrested today. CSP got a tip about a suspicious person walking along a street in Sanford, a small town in the San Luis Valley. That's about 15 miles from the Conejos County Jail, where Pauley and 23-year-old Lawrence Gonzalez escaped over the weekend. Gonzalez remains at large. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.